We all have our dreams and goals of what we want to achieve in life. I was reading a devotional the other day when the song Keep Right On to the End of the Road came into mind. So let us start by looking at this song. Every road through life is a long, long road, filled with joys and sorrows too. As you journey on, how your heart will yearn for the things most dear to you. With wealth and love 'tis so, but onward we must go. Keep right on to the end of the road. Keep right on to the end. If the way be long, let your heart be strong. Keep right on round the bend. If you're tired and weary, still journey on till you come to your happy abode, where all you love that you are dreaming of will be there at the end of the road. With a big stout heart to a long steep hill, we may get there with a smile. With a good kind thought and an end in view, we may cut short many a mile. So let courage every day be your guiding star always. I'm sure this isn't a Christian song, but it does encourage us to keep pressing on in life. It is certain we cannot plan out our life in detail, because life is full of twists and turns. We of course make our plans and have our dreams, but we cannot be certain they will all be fulfilled. In the hymn, "When My Eyes Behold the Stars, This Heart of Mine is Filled with Wonder," contains in the chorus, "I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future." As Christians, it is good to know that God holds the future, and whatever that may be, we are secure in Him. So let us look at some verses that encourage us that God is in control and is working out His plans and purposes for our lives. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." It is reassuring to know that God has a plan for us that gives us hope and a future. It challenges us about where we put in our trust, who is planning and determining our lives. We must forever be seeking God's plans and purposes and make sure we are in His will. At times life will be a struggle and we cannot see the way ahead. Romans 8:28. "And we know that in all things God works for good for those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." We often do not pay attention to the last part of the verse, "who have been called according to His purpose." We can only know the presence of God and direction in our lives when we are in His will. Esther 4:14. Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. In the book of Esther, we read that Haman sought a way of persecuting and eradicating the Jewish people. King Xerxes had made Esther, a Jew, queen, so she potentially was in a place of privilege. Mordecai said to Esther, "Could you not plead with the king to save the Jews?" To gain access to the king with such a plea involves risk, and sometimes being parts of God's plan will involve risk. We must realise that in carrying out God's plans will bring about His purpose. Being willing to play a part, Esther's actions saved the Jewish people. Are we willing to take risks to be part of God's plans? We are each called of God for such a time as this. My wife and I once faced a crisis we would rather not have faced. But a friend said, "God has allowed this to happen to you for a purpose. He knows you can get through it and has entrusted it to you. Seek His way through it and you will be blessed." Psalm 33 verse 11. "The plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of His heart through all generations." This verse speaks for itself. God clearly has a plan that is working out through the passage of time. Life can be a series of battles, but we are assured that in Christ the war has been won. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations." It is amazing that even before we were born, God had a plan for us. So let us make sure that we are living in that plan and so being blessed of God. John 15, verse 16. "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. So whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." This is a truly amazing verse that God chooses us to do His work. 2 Peter 3:9. "The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, A son understands slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. This is a very important verse, that God's desire is that we all come to a point of repentance, accepting that Jesus died and rose again to give us eternal life. Maybe someone reading or listening to this is not sure they are a Christian. May I encourage you to ask Jesus to forgive your sins and find new life in him. The next two verses speak more about how we live and understand the plans and ways of God. Psalm 32 verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. By spending time in his presence, he will teach us his plans and purposes for our lives. If you are not sure what God's plans for your life are, spend some time asking him what it is he has planned for your life. As a young lad in Sunday school, we sang a chorus that contained these words, read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. It also had a second verse that said, if you don't read our Bible and pray every day, we stop growing in our faith. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. This verse shows us that we cannot find God's plan within ourselves, only by being in relationship with him and allowing him to lead us in the way of righteousness, we will find out what God's perfect plan is for our lives. Let me finish with the words of a hymn. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me have been made known, nor why unworthy as I am, redeemed me for his own. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I know not how this saving faith to me he did impart, nor how believing in his word wrought peace within my heart. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through his word, creating faith in him. I know not what of good or ill may be reserved for me, of weary rays or golden days before his face I see. I know not when my Lord may come, at night or noonday fair, nor if I'll walk the vale of death or meet him in the air. Amen.